alert has been issued to law enforcement agencies nationwide, but officials stopped short of putting out an Amber Alert, which is a broadcast on radio and television and included on highway information signs. The AIDS infection rates doubled for African Americans but remained steady for whites over the past decade. AP correspondent Mark Pita says researchers meeting in Boston aren't happy with the distribution of HIV treatments.
Just under 500,000 HIV-infected people between the ages of 15 and 49 were eligible for drug treatment in 2003, but only 56% were given HIV drugs. One researcher says the gap between eligibility and treatment represents a substantial unmet healthcare need.
Researchers and AIDS prevention advocates attributed the high rate among blacks to such factors as drug addiction, poverty, and poor access to health care. He wrote his Latin motto, "I am completely in your hands." That, the latest report from Rome on Pope John Paul's condition following an emergency tracheotomy to help the 84-year-old pontiff breathe. For the moment, Pope John Paul's only means of expression is the written word. The pope's inability to speak has some observers wondering whose hands the world's 1 billion Roman Catholics will be in. The pope has rejected talk of resignation. He has the right to remove her feeding tube. He just has to wait another 3 weeks. A Florida judge says Terry Schiavo's husband can pull the brain-damaged woman's feeding tube next month. The ruling by Pinellas Circuit Court Judge George Greer comes on the 15th anniversary of the day Terry Schiavo collapsed from a chemical imbalance that caused her heart to start beating. Michael Schiavo continues his ongoing battle with his in-laws over whether his wife should be kept alive artificially. Her parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, say their daughter has more mental capabilities than indicated by her condition. Today's ruling will allow them more time to seek further medical tests. You are listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and Air America gave me a radio show. Well, so me and my friends can sit around and play our favorite records and maybe talk politics or anything else that comes up.
This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is Mindy Smith.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
So join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Yeah, thank goodness it's Friday, huh? Hey, Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. Welcome to the usual crew. If you're just finding the program, we do talk radio differently from the way you're used to hearing it, even on this network. But you'll be able to make that evaluation yourself. To our right wing, what do you call a school of fish? Kathy, that scavengers, I guess, scavenger fish. They wait for a shark or a squid or something to make a kill, and then all these little fish that hang around. Bottom feeders? Is that what? Bottom feeders, okay. They hang around and dart in and suck up the entrails. That's kind of how I look at the right-wingers who cluster around this program. Love to listen to it, but they're terrified to call in. So welcome to you folks, too. And if you do get the courage up to give us a call, the number is 866-303-2270. We, of course, are live tonight, True Seekers. We've got some real Friday night follies for you with George Bush and his soul brother, Pooty Poot. Isn't that what he calls him? Is that what he calls Putin, Pooty Poot? Isn't that just too sweet, huh? Pooty Poot. Hi, Pooty Poot. Oh, my God. Anyway, a press conference, joint press conference in, where was it, in Slovakia yesterday? Is that where they were? Huh? Yeah, it was. Bratislava, Slovakia. We have some comments from Bush from that particular conference that you are not going to believe. In these comments, you'll have a chance to guess the word of the day from the press conference. When was it, yesterday, Thursday? And isn't it amazing, even Wired, with an earpiece and a teleprompter and wires up his back and things stuck in his eardrum, this freak can't construct a coherent sentence. It is so embarrassing, and I'm not talking about Putin. There's some video floating around the internet right now that was taken from CNN, I think. That's astonishing. If you've gotten the link, take a look at it. I don't know. We'll get to that. This hour, as a matter of fact. Has anyone yet concluded how Jeff Gannon was able to gain access to White House press briefings when scores of reporters from legitimate news agencies are not permitted access? Does anyone know how that happened? I still haven't found a definitive answer yet. Was he sleeping with somebody in the White House or providing a trade for somebody on the White House staff? Has anyone come to that conclusion? How he did it? How Jeff Gannon was allowed so close to the President of the United States? Surely George didn't know anything about it. So, I don't know, maybe he was just providing services to somebody high up the food chain on the White House staff. But I just wonder if the bloggers have come up with a solution yet, or not a solution, but an answer. Mainstream media won't touch this with a 10-foot pole. But just think, we talked about this, haven't we? Just think of this with the Clinton White House. And it turned out some prostitute was posing as a reporter, a prostitute posing as a reporter for a website, a news agency that did not exist but was part of a Democratic Party organization. Huh? The mainstream press would be on that like a duck on a June bug, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? It would be all over that. Oh, well. I guess we'll never know. But I just wonder who Jeff Gannon was boinking on the White House staff in order to get access the way he got it. There are scores, dozens, I don't know, hundreds of legitimate news organizations who would love to get a reporter into these White House press briefings and can't do it. Maybe they're just not providing the kinds of services that that Jeff Gannon is, huh? Or was. I understand he's got a website now. Somebody sent me a link. He's got a blog up where he's just, hi, I'm not going to go away. I'm not going anywhere. The liberals got me.
Wow.
Oh, well. How has the Christian right... Now, again, these are not Christians, so don't be offended. If you are a real Christian, this does not mean you. This means the people who would slay Jesus Christ if he showed up today. I'm talking about James Dobson and all these different organizations, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell. They would beat him to death. They would. If Christ showed up, they would grab him by the hair and jerk him around. They'd gouge his eyes out. They really would. These are Christ haters. But they have established themselves as the spokesmen, along with Ann Coulter, for so-called conservative Christianity in this country, and they are not. They are not. I mean, again, I guess I have to make that distinction over and over again because I still get emails from people saying, well, why do you hate Christians? I don't. Never have, never will. I hate the people who murder in the name of God, name of Jesus, or lie, or... perpetuate bigotry, because those are not Christians. Okay, all right. Having said all that, Bill Berkowitz, writing at Working for Change, wants to know why, you know, what happened to Christian right where it concerns the Gannon affair, right? Right? They can get all red in the face about SpongeBob SquarePants' participation in a video advocating tolerance, Bill writes, and they can fume about Buster the Bunny's visit to a lesbian household. Where is the outrage from the Christian right over the Jeff Gannon affair? Huh? Hello? Anybody out there? Hey, you Christian right freakoids. What do you think of this? A prostitute. Eh? Naked. Exposing his crotch area on the internet. Real close to your president. Your brother of Christ president. Hello? Where's focus on the family? Where's the Family Research Council, American Family Association, Traditional Values College? Hello? This guy was showing his hiney on the internet. He was talking about, I'm a top, you're a bottom. Do you Christian coalition types know what that means? Hello? Where's the outrage? You had a hooker 10 feet away from the president. A prostitute, a hooker, someone who sells his, you know. Hello? Nobody out there, huh? Berkowitz decided to find out, he would decide to go right to the source, to these thugs who call themselves Christians, these Christ murderers. So he called Dr. James Dobson's Focus on the Family. He filled out an interview form, he says. He waited to hear a callback several hours later. An administrative assistant called to say that no one there could answer his questions about Gannon. The woman that talked to Bill said, everybody's out sick. So Bill said, would somebody be available? He did this like on Tuesday. Would somebody be available Wednesday or Thursday? She pointed out that no one would be available Wednesday or Thursday. He said, how about next week? She said, no. Hey, focus on the family. Jeff Gannon's a whore. A whore. He's a whore. He does it for money. Focus on the family. Hello. He was 10 feet away from the president asking questions about those silly old Democrats. Focus on the Dr. Dobson. Hello? No answer. How about the Family Research Council? That's a good one. I love that one, huh?
Family Research Council. Focus on the family. The family eats it.
I mean, how many of these organizations have the word family in the title? It has nothing to do with any family. Has to do with Satanism and evil and ugliness, huh? Anyway, Berkowitz called the Family Research Council. He says he spoke with Amber Hildebrand, who is Family Research Council's media director. She said, quote, We haven't made any public comments about this. There have been other pressing issues that have taken precedent, although this one came as a shock to us here at the Family Research Council. She said she would see if anybody could call back and talk to Berkowitz, and nobody has called back to talk to him as of last night. Maybe they should rename it, instead of Focus on the Family, going back to Dobson, maybe they call it Focus on the Penis. I mean, it's Dobson. It's Gannon. I don't think Dobson has one, but it's Gannon. You know, this is a guy who laid back and, well, use your imagination. I mean, those photos are out on the web. Come on, where's Dobson? Where's Family Research Council? What about the Traditional Values Coalition? Hello? Traditional Values Coalition? There was a whore real close to the president asking a whore, a prostitute, someone who does it for money. Hello? Nobody home? What the hell? We'll keep trying. This is Air America.
Then I remembered. Electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Generex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Joan.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was six. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 21 past the hour. Yeah, where's the Christian right? All these organizations who go after cartoon characters, where are they on the Gannon affair? Bill Berkowitz wanted to know, and at Working for Change, he wrote what he found out, that nobody would talk to him. Nobody has, James Dobson's focused on the family and the Family Research Council and the Traditional Values Coalition. And I mean, it just goes on, the Free Congress Foundation and the Christian Response Network and the American Family Association. I thought that was a magazine outfit. Oh, well. It's unbelievable. Can you imagine if this were the Clinton administration, which brings me to the obvious question. What do we tell our children? What do we tell our children? There was a pimp slash whore working in the White House, a real one. Not whorish White House press corps. A real pimp slash whore who provided whatever you wanted. In terms of, doesn't the Bible somewhere advocate the stoning to death of whores? My God, what would they think of a male whore? Not that there's any difference between the two, none whatsoever. And of course, there's nothing wrong with whoring. I've said it before, to all our sex workers out there who listen to the program, bless your hearts if that's what you choose to do. But, you see, true sex workers are not hypocritical. They may be cynical, but they're not hypocritical. And they're not of this filthy ilk. I would rather sit down with never mind. All right. Berkowitz also tried to get in touch with the Traditional Values Coalition. He says, I filled out an interview form, waited for a call back. And as of February 22nd, he did this a week or so ago, the Traditional Values Coalition action alerts on their website and the crap that they mail out are focused on the persecution and subsequent dismissal of charges against what they called the Philadelphia Five. That's a group of fundamentalists that disrupted a pro-gay activity in Philadelphia in order to preach the gospel to homosexuals. And also they're focused on Columbia House. That's the record publishing or whatever company. Because Columbia House is developing what the Traditional Values Coalition calls a new subsidiary called Hush to market pornographic materials in association with Playboy and other pornography companies. Oh, now nobody ever called Berkowitz back. See? But Columbia House, for developing something called Hush to market pornographic materials, which one, I would guess, one would enjoy in the privacy of one's own home. But here in the White House, hello, Traditional Values Coalition, we had a pimp hooker. Pimp hooker. Hello, don't you people understand the terms? Dr. Dobson, pimp hooker. That's someone who sells his or her body for sexual gratification. Hello, Jerry Falwell. Jerry Falwell. Calling Jerry Falwell. Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson. Hello. Jeff Gannon and GOP USA and Talon News. And it's a hooker operation. Pimps, whores, hookers, sellers of human flesh. Hello. Anybody home? No. Nobody's home. You can go to the internet, Dr. Dobson, and see Jeff Gannon's pee-pee. Ooh! So then Berkowitz called the Free Congress Foundation. That's Paul Weyrich's Washington, D.C.-based terrorist organization. The director of communications for those freaks says she hadn't heard anyone say anything at all about the Gannon affair. The Reverend Donald Wildman's American Family Association, well, they're going after HBO's Bill Maher over recent remarks he made about religion, and they didn't return Berkowitz's calls. The Charisma News Service and the Christian Response Network didn't respond to his questions about their lack of coverage of the Gannon affair. So, on and on it goes. As Bill writes, the vituperative voices of the right are quiet, and their voracious appetites for sex and slime and salacious details about Democratic dalliances have disappeared since it's a Republican scandal. So, hey, you religious right hypocrite animals, on the heels of that payola scandal involving payoffs to Armstrong Williams and Maggie Gallagher and the McManus freak, now comes the Gannon-Guckert affair. When are you people going to speak up? This is a gang that puts politics ahead of their God. They like Bush because he will kill Muslims, and eventually he will kill Jews, which is ultimately the goal. Kill the Jews, kill the Muslims, the Hindus don't count, Buddhists don't even exist, the rest of the world can go pound sand. The only people that matter are the Christians who are going to build the pile of corpses high enough that they can climb up it and read God will, Jesus will come, and, you know. Has nothing to do with Christianity, has nothing to do with the message of Christ, has everything to do with slime and filth and hypocrisy. Do you think the religious right would care if Bill Clinton welcomed a hooker into the White House and then gave him classified intelligence information like they did with Gannon? Huh? Hello, Mr. Dobson! Are you there? Focus on the family. My family needs some focus. What am I going to tell my kids? Oh, Jesus, please help me. Hello? Family Research Council, Traditional Values Coalition, Jerry Falwell, Liberty University, hey, Pat Roberts, hey, Billy Graham, hey, Franklin Graham, hey, somebody answer me. Hello? Anybody out there in Christian land? Hello? Fake. Christian land. You know what I'm talking about. I don't think so. I don't think they're there. I don't know. This is Air America.
Mail's here. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days. Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast. Advil strong.
Advil Liquid Gels are the only brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid Fast. Advil Strong. Use as directed.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just golden coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Planet Check.
Massachusetts governor does double reversal on Park Service.
Governor Romney took approximately $45,000 out of State Park and Conservation Fund to stage a pre-Super Bowl send-off rally for the New England Patriots.
That's Kyla Bennett from New England's PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
This money is supposed to be used to keep our state parks in good shape.
The head of the Department of Conservation and Recreation told him she did not want the money to be used
for the Patriots.
And she was then fired. Then the second in charge was also forced to resign.
The Funds for Nature are now on the sidelines.
This is absolutely outrageous. It seems as if we'll never know what kind of money will be allowed to be spent on our parks and on the environment. It's all going to depend on how well our sports teams are doing.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
Spam. Computer viruses. Every day, businesses like yours are under attack. And there's only one thing that is guaranteed to stop it. The Barracuda Spam Firewall from Barracuda Networks. It's a device that installs in 5 minutes or less and stops the spam and every virus, guaranteed. Barracuda Networks is so sure of their amazing device that they'll let you try it for free. Just call 888-ANTI-SPAM or go to BarracudaNetworks.com. 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or BarracudaNetworks.com.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
What's happening, everybody? This week on the Kyle Jason Show, we will be featuring the music of one of the most prolific producers of this century. He's been doing it for over 60 years, y'all. Who is he? The one and only Quincy Jones. Also, a special interview with a man who played a young Quincy Jones in the movie Ray, one of our finest young actors, Mr. Lorenz Tate. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all. Going to have a party. Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Your host for a Pian's Brian's Future, it's Mike Malloy.
It's 26 before the hour. Bush on his European tour, he's back now. And my senior correspondent wrote and said, by the way, have you had the pleasure, quote, quote, of seeing the footage of the moron getting back home and coming off of Air Force One? He goes and waves with a clenched fist as if there was a huge crowd waiting and cheering him on. There wasn't. And then ambles his way over to the railing, you know, up where the on Air Force One, you know, up the steps. He comes out the door. He's standing up there. He goes over the railing and leans on it as if he's going to fall over. His face looks completely bloated, and he looks like he spent the flight home pounding books down, if you catch my drift. A Secret Service agent comes out of the plane behind him and looks at him like, what the hell's wrong with him now? Bush continues down the stairs, and that's all the networks will show. And then Chris writes, he looked like one of three people coming down those stairs, someone who had suffered a massive stroke, his father, if his father had had way too much to drink, or Pope John Paul II? I didn't see that. Apparently, at the NATO press conference in Europe, in Belgium, Bush once again relied on a hidden earpiece to feed him soundbite answers to reporters' questions. This is also, boy, Furtick's all over the place. This is also at blog.democrats.com. Furtick, Bob Furtick, writing again. He writes, as NASA scientist Robert Nelson proved last fall, Bush relied on a wireless earpiece in all three of his debates with Kerry. So apparently he was wired up again for the NATO press conference. Only this time there was no there was no chance for another camera malfunction like there was during the debates. Furtick writes, Bush walked quickly in and out of the press conference, and all three cable networks relied on a single camera that was placed directly in front of Bush. Bush was also careful to stand square to the podium, never turning his shoulder to provide the reeling side shot. But Bush's obvious reliance on his earpiece could be easily detected from the manner in which he delivered his answers. There are several speaking tics that expose Bush when he is using his earpiece. First, he pauses between sentences for an extra beat, which buys him time to hear the answers being fed. Second, when a particular answer is different from his own train of thought, his gaze drops down as he concentrates extra hard on the voice in his ear. And third, he sometimes mumbles and speaks gibberish when his brain and tongue are out of sync. Finally, his answers ramble on, going from one stray thought to another as he tries to consume all the available time. Yeah, it's pretty bad. But let's do some of these now, okay, Kathy? I want you to hear. This is not from the this is from the Putin Bush joint press conference in Bratislava, Slovakia, yesterday. Was it yesterday? Bush and Putin. And Bush trying to push Putin around, and of course Putin. no, you don't push around an ex-KGB guy. That's like trying to push around Richard Armitage. You know, our former Assistant Secretary of State who used to slit people's throats in Vietnam very quietly and very effectively. Well, Putin's the same way. He's an old murderer. There's more blood on Putin's boots than Bush has ever seen in his life. But there's Bush trying to lecture Putin. Putin's getting that icy kind of Russian stare like, let me tell you this, boy. You drink vodka tonight, you better have someone tested. You saw what we did to what's his name in Ukraine? Ah, you like that face? Are you like we do? You know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, time for a little guess the word of the day being fed into Bush's earpiece. Now listen carefully. Bush here tries to talk about the very special ongoing relationship between the Russian and U.S. defense secretaries.
Minister Ivanov is here. He and Secretary Rumsfeld have had a very constructive relationship. Ever since the September the 11th, he has clearly understood the stakes that we face. And every time we meet, he is we have an interesting and constructive strategy session about how to continue to protect our peoples from attack. We agreed that Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. And I appreciate Vladimir's understanding on that issue. We had a very constructive dialogue.
You got it, huh? Have you guessed the special word he uses to describe the unique relationship between himself and Putty-Poot? Here's another try. You'll have one more chance after this as well. Here Bush talks about yet another remarkable and crucial agreement they share on energy policy. Wow, that's really important. Bet they agree on which toothpaste they both like, too. Oh, no, wait, that was Tony Blair. Anyway, here's another shot at the word of the day.
We agreed to cooperate in the field of energy. I told Vladimir that Secretary Bodman would be our main representative on this issue, and I look forward to constructive dialogue, hearing about constructive dialogue on energy.
You got it yet? Starts with a C. Vladimir. I told Vladimir. I appreciate Vladimir's understanding. I like Vladimir. Vladimir. Here's your final chance at the word of the day, this time on the transformation of Russia toward democracy.
Russia has made tremendous progress over the last 15 years. It's an amazing transformation of a nation, and I applaud President Putin for dealing with a country that is in transformation. And it's been hard work. I was able to share my concerns about Russia's commitment in fulfilling these universal principles. I did so in a constructive and friendly way.
You got it? Okay, good. Okay, now, in this next couple of bites here, Bush took some questions from both American and Russian reporters. CNN's John King was first, and King says, Mr. President, 4 years ago when you first met with Putin, President Putin, at a time some in the world were questioning his commitment to democracy, you were reassured a lot of those critics by saying that you had looked into his soul and saw a man you found trustworthy. You've just listed some concerns here today. I'm wondering if you could unequivocally and without reservation repeat that statement today.
Vladimir said, when I agree with you, I will agree with you, I'll tell you, and when I disagree with you, I'll tell you. In other words, we'll have a very frank and candid and open relationship. And that's an important part of having a trustworthy relationship. A relationship where when a person tells you something, you know he means what he says. And yes means yes, and no means no. Sometimes in politics, yes means maybe. And no means if. This is the kind of fellow who, when he says yes, he means yes, and when he says no, he means no. And we had a discussion about some decisions he's made. He's had some interesting decisions I made. And as when I brought that, I don't want to put words in. Vladimir can speak for himself on this issue. But all I can tell you is he said yes meant yes when we talked about values that we share.
Now, what the hell does any of this mean? Did you have any idea, Truth Seeker? Now, any chance we could go back and get Bush to answer the question about Vlad's commitment to democracy that John King asked? Even with an earpiece, this freak is so incoherent. Did you get anything out of that? That's that gibberish. That's that filibuster thing that he does to eat up the time. This man speaks more and says less than anything on 2 feet I've ever seen. I swear to God. Yes means no, maybe, if yes, now, up, down, maybe, yes, boop, boop, maybe, da, ya, vadrucha, blutna, blutna. What the hell is good? Oh, never mind. Finally tonight, Bush answered a Russian reporter's question on our free press. Kind of ironic in light of the Jeff, me loved you long time, soldier, Gannon controversy, not to mention Armstrong Williams and Maggie Gallagher and a couple of these other freaks. But anyway, Let's all play and pretend like we're real reporters asking real questions of a real president with a real dictator standing next to him. Yeah, figure which is the president and which is the... Never mind, they're both dictators. So, the reporter says, President Bush... This is a Russian reporter. President Bush recently stated that the press in Russia is not free. What is this lack of freedom all about, eh? Your aides, Mr. President, probably mentioned to you that our media, both electronic and printed, full coverage of the manifestations and protests in our country, our regional and national media often criticize the government institution. What about you, Mr. President Bush? Why don't you talk a lot about violations of the rights of journalists in the United States, eh? About the fact that some journalists have been fired. What about that, Mr. President Bush?
Look, I think it's important. Any viable democracy has got a free and active press. Obviously, if you're a member of the Russian press, you feel like the press is free. And that's... I talked to Vladimir about that. And he wanted to know about our press. It's a nice bunch of folks. And he wanted to know about, as you mentioned, the subject of somebody getting fired. People do get fired in American press. They don't get fired by government, however. They get fired by their editors, or they get fired by their producers, or they get fired by the owners of a particular outlet or network. The sign of a healthy and vibrant society is one in where there's an active press corps.
Jeff Gannon!
Obviously, there has got to be constraints. I mean, there's got to be truth. People got to tell the truth, and if somebody violates the truth, then those who own a particular newspaper or those who are in charge of a particular electronic station need to hold people to account.
Oh, really? Is that what it's supposed to be?
There's got to be truth. People have got to tell the truth. Like who? Like Novak? Like Gannon? Like Gallagher? Like Williams? Like your mama? What are you talking about? People have to tell the truth. What the hell did you know about the truth, Mr. Bush? You wouldn't know the truth if it came up and bit you on your ankle. The truth?
But Russian reporter wants to know. What about that? You're the time telling, you're telling my President Putin. President Putin make, how you say in your country, hamburger out of you. You're talking about truth. Mr. President Bush, you're a funny man.
As you know, Vladimir Putin and I have got a good personal relationship. This is a vital and important relationship, and the relationship's an important relationship, and I would call the relationship a good relationship.
Is you the law? Well, I'm a long tall Texan. Yes, I'm a long tall Texan.
Okay, who put the Denorex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon. Your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denorex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denorex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denorex.com.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A new bipartisan report from the National Conference of State Legislators indicts the No Child Left Behind education program of the Bush administration as an unfunded mandate that's failing educators and kids nationwide. National Education Association spokesman Daniel Kaufman says this report by lawmakers from blue and red states should trigger education alarms at the federal level about this program.
All in all, the report was a sweeping indictment of the problems with the law and the need to fix them soon, and should be a wake-up call for the Bush administration and Congress that this is not a partisan issue. This is an issue about how to make this law work at the local level.
Kaufman and the NEA have a clear message for the Bush administration about No Child Left Behind.
You can't give us only 8% of the funding that's needed, but require 100% accountability.
Get more news and support Labor Radio at laborradio.org.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
The man in the eye, I was able to get a sense of his soul.
It's 8.5 minutes before the hour. Diana in Florida, who took 2 years of Russian in college, writes and says, Mike, how rude of Bush to address President Putin by his first name in public. Of course, if he's going to do that, he should at least have the courtesy, when in Russia, to pronounce the name correctly. In Russian, it's Vladimir, not Vladimir. Vladimir. Every time Bush opens his mouth, Diana writes, he embarrasses, infuriates, horrifies, disgusts, and terrifies me. Vladimir. But that's like Bush calling the religious leaders, and I'm pretty balanced in my contempt for religious leaders. But he refers to the Iranian religious leaders as mullahs. I don't know. Maybe the word has changed. When I was a kid, mullah was money. I guess it's a hipster term from what, the 30s or 40s or something? And somehow it made its way into the 50s? Hey, man, I want some mullah. Every time he says that, the mullahs aren't going to have any nuclear weapons, and Putin and I now agree. Vladimir and I now agree. What? I'm supposed to say it how? Hold on a minute, everybody. What? Speak up. I can barely... What? Hold on. Hold on with the press conference. Hold on with the press conference. You're talking to me in my earphone. Hold on. What? Vladimir? Oh, nonsense. Vladimir. In Germany, this is reported by the BBC reporter. From what, Wednesday? The reporter writes, who wrote this? Who in the hell? It's a BBC reporter. I don't know. I guess they don't use bylines the way we do. But anyway, no, it's Justin Webb, BBC Washington correspondent, Justin Webb, traveling with the Bush Army. Here is his diary from the third day of the visit.
23 February. Some amazement at the warm-up act for the President of the United States at his U.S. airbase visit before he left Germany. Cheerleaders, scantily dressed and provocatively choreographed, charged around the stage, shaking their assets at the assembled troops. The trouble was, the troops had brought their wives. The audience wore the fixed expressions of people who were aware they were witnessing a bad idea in action. Admittedly, this was an all-American affair, and cheerleading is an all-American wholesome sport, but these pictures were available to any TV station in the world, including the Muslim world. Also warming up for the president was Condoleezza Rice, wearing a skimpy... only kidding. Cheerleaders? Cheerleaders. Our BBC correspondent reports that when Bush was in Germany, what happened there? Now, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the week, but the BBC guy writes,
on to Germany, and the strangest sight, there's nobody here. They've all been cleared away. It's almost totalitarian in its reach and efficiency. The motorways are closed. Whole towns we pass on the way from Frankfurt Airport have been cleared of people. Our German colleagues say everyone on the motorcade route was told to stay indoors. The result may be more secure, but is eerie nonetheless. A political meeting without any public involvement. Freedom on the march. But no one free to see it. Man. It is getting creepy, isn't it? Oh, and then when he was in Slovakia, the AP reports that when Bush met Slovakian leaders, he committed a major faux pas. I guess similar to, you know, when No, that would not be a good example to use on family radio. So let me just stick with the story. Bush shook hands with the Slovakian leaders, but in that society or that culture, whatever you want to call it, when people shake hands, they shake with their bare hands. If you know, it's cold, they take off their glove. It's a show of respect, courtesy, tradition, culture. This is what we do. We take off our glove. But Bush didn't. And then it says the wardrobe malfunction, a little joke there, the wardrobe malfunction caused a stir Wednesday night in Slovakia, where Bush's arrival for his Thursday meeting with Vladimir Putin was shown on live national television. An expert in Slovak manners and protocol said Bush's failure to remove his black leather gloves when greeting the country's president, prime minister, and other dignitaries was unheard of here. Bush kept the gloves on even when shaking hands with the Slovak leader's wives. So did Laura Bush. They all remained gloved. Oh, I don't know. You know, how do we get somebody so stupid? I mean, can't they just... oh, never mind. Mullahs.
Yeah, the mullahs. Vladimir and I decided, we agreed, the mullahs shouldn't have nuclear weapons. The mullahs.
Quick break, we'll be back. We're going to get some phone calls in tonight. Honest to God, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy, this is Air America.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
Oh,
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. With 20 pounds of explosives strapped to his body, a Palestinian man blew himself up before midnight in a crowd of young Israelis outside a Tel Aviv nightclub, claiming at least four lives, wounding dozens, and shattering an informal Mideast truce. The blast drew an immediate response from Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who vowed to track down whoever was behind the bombing. Abbas issued a statement after an emergency meeting with his security chiefs, saying the Palestinian Authority won't stand silent while militants try to sabotage the peace process. Three more U.S. soldiers dead in Iraq, the troops killed by a roadside bomb. Nine others were hurt in the attack north of Baghdad. In other news from Iraq, Iraqi authorities say they've caught three individuals who are linked to Iraq's insurgency, including a top aide to terror leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Meanwhile, back here, the Army is moving ahead with the prosecution of a mechanic who refused redeployment to Iraq, Sergeant Kevin Benderman, to be court-martialed for desertion. Benderman missed his unit's deployment flight last month after alerting his commanders that he planned to seek a discharge as a conscientious objector. Benderman said he had become opposed to war after serving in the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Commanders at Fort Stewart in Georgia maintained that Benderman should have rejoined his unit while his application was processed. More than 100 law enforcement officers and volunteers are involved in the search for 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford. She disappeared from her Florida bedroom Wednesday night. Jeff Dawsey, Citrus County Sheriff, says the case has investigators worried.
It's a bump above missing, believe me. Missing to me is, you know, somebody just walks or walks out. I do not classify that because of this young girl's background. We don't have any history.
The FBI is interviewing the girl's mother in Ohio, but officials say there are no suspects. The girl lived with her father, who says she hadn't had much contact with her mother for most of her life. Sheriff Dawsey.
Do I like what I see? No. Am I extremely nervous and very upset and concerned? Yes.
A national missing child alert has been issued to law enforcement agencies nationwide, but officials stopped short of putting out an Amber Alert, which is broadcast on radio and television and included in highway information signs. He has the right to remove her feeding tube. He just has to wait another 3 weeks. A Florida judge says Terry Schiavo's husband can pull the brain-damaged woman's feeding tube next month. The ruling by Pinellas County Judge George Greer comes on the 15th anniversary of the day Terry Schiavo collapsed from a chemical imbalance that caused her heart to stop beating. Same-sex marriages closer to reality in Connecticut. The Nutmeg State's legislature passed a bill this week giving gay and lesbian couples that same right as straight couples, except for the right to get a marriage license. That would make the state the first to recognize gay unions through legislative action rather than a court order. You are listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There. Thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Ring of Fire.
The company that makes tasers is making lots of money, but they've also made too many Americans dead. I'm Mike Papantonio. This week on Ring of Fire, Bobby Kennedy and I are looking at the unregulated use of stun guns. We'll also talk with a mother whose son was brain damaged by the mercury in standard childhood vaccinations. But who is Bill Frist trying to protect? As you might imagine, the pharmaceutical companies. Join Bobby and me on Ring of Fire Saturday on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Seven past the hour. Just a couple more things here and then to your phone call. I have a very, very disturbing and sad story that I'm going to do it over the air. I don't know if I should, because it is and I'm serious. One of our listeners sent it to me, and as kind of a lead into it, there will be no charge over that killing in Fallujah. A U.S. Marine who was filmed by, who was it, NBC? Apparently shooting dead an injured Iraqi in the Fallujah mosque last year. It appears he probably is not going to be formally charged, according to media reports. CBS News says military investigators have concluded there's not enough evidence to prosecute over the shooting. Now, the U.S. military said the investigation hasn't yet been completed. A Marine statement said the facts of this case are being thoroughly pursued to make an informed decision. And as you may remember, the military set up an inquiry after footage of the killing was broadcast by NBC in this country. All right, in Iraq, this is from Freeway Blogger, freewayblogger.com. I guess you're familiar with him. This is what the Freeway Blogger writes. And again, this is, if you don't want to hear a really sad, disturbing story, you might want to, you know, go fix a cheese sandwich or something for the next 2 minutes while I do this. This is not a good story. Last June, Yves Yudis, a reporter for Le Monde, came to my house and interviewed me about freeway blogging. He's a younger man in his 30s, good-looking and somewhat reserved, almost shy, which for a reporter surprised me. As a political and war correspondent, he'd been in Iraq 3 times since the invasion, and I asked him what it was like. Specifically, I asked if he'd seen anything he knew he'd never be able to forget. He told me this story, and I think about it whenever I feel like giving up. Here is Eve's story. I was in Nasiriyah, and a couple came up to me on the street asking for help. They were carrying a large gym bag, an Adidas bag, with their daughter inside. The city was in chaos, and they came up to me, I suppose, because I was a Westerner, and they thought I could help them. When I looked inside the bag, there was a little girl, maybe 2 years old, with bandages around her head. There was a terrible smell, and I thought to myself, okay, they have a dead girl. The bandages were loose and soaked in fluid. It was a terrible wound covering half her head. I guessed they'd gotten her to a hospital, and they'd done what they could quickly and gave her back. It was the early days of the war, and the hospitals were full. I couldn't believe it when I saw that, no, she was still alive. So I took them to the Americans, and there was a woman soldier there, a big woman, who said there was nothing they could do, that it had to be a military casualty or something like that. I forget exactly. I want to say she was mean, but I don't know. More like she was just following her orders. She stood like this, he said, and folded his arms across his chest. We went to a couple more soldiers, Eves goes on, but it was the same. There was one young soldier who went for help, but then came back saying he couldn't do anything. I went with the couple for a while longer, but it was obvious I was useless. Eventually, they just went away. Eves told me that story while we were sitting in my garage, surrounded by the tools of my trade, cardboard, paint, overhead projector. Outside, it was a beautiful day, a warm late afternoon in sunny Southern California. Eve said, it's hard to describe what they were like, the parents. They were beyond sad, beyond scared. They were doing the only thing they could do, looking for help. And I couldn't help feeling that I'd wasted their time. I don't know if I will ever forget their faces or what it was like to see their little girl. But the thing I know I will never forget is the way they looked as they walked away, wandering the streets with their baby in that bag, looking for someone who could help them. So once again, why do they hate us? Well, I told you it was sad and disturbing, and I know the right-wing bottom feeders that gather around this program every night but are afraid to come out of the shadows into the light cast by this program are probably sitting there right now and go, ah, words, hell, Malloy, you know, collateral damage, you liberal whiny ass. Well, just remember, freedom ain't free, right? Okay. Thanks, everybody, for holding on. Chuck is calling from North Carolina. Chuck is our correspondent with a service in North Carolina that counsels people who would like to get out of the military, or conscientious objector. He's with the American Friends Service Committee. Now, if you remember, when we talked, Chuck, about a week ago, you were going to be on O'Reilly's program?
That's right.
How'd it go?
I actually did it on Wednesday. I survived, and I got to bear a certain kind of witness. I've managed to call the war immoral and unchristian three times.
And how did O'Reilly respond?
He wasn't too happy, but I've just uploaded a transcript of the whole thing. It was only about 4 minutes.
Right.
And with some pictures and some context and some reflections up on a web blog, which I'd be happy to mention.
Oh, absolutely. Where is it?
It's called AFriendlyLetter.com.
AFriendlyLetter.com.
Yes, AFriendlyLetter is one word.
Right.
First I want to say your listeners were very responsive. It's kind of amusing because you did a rerun last night and it was on last night, and I had letters today. One letter said, "Don't you dare! You can't possibly think you're going to go on that show." And then the very next email said, "Any piece Nick worth his salt would go on." Would go on to O'Reilly, or he's not serious.
Right.
But then there was a guy who actually called from California, who has some kind of mission to keep track of O'Reilly, and he coached me for about an hour on the phone to help me get ready.
I'll be darned.
So you got the truth seekers came through, and it was interesting where after the show. A guy sent me an email. I got a lot of emails, mostly favorable. And one of the emails was, look at their web page. They have a web page for the show every day telling what's coming up, and I've never looked at it before. So I looked at it after the show, and the listing for this item for my interview said, There's a Quaker institution in North Carolina that's helping soldiers desert.
We have
a report on that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a double-barreled falsehood, or lie, as you might call it, because, one, we don't do that, and,
right,
two, he never said that. He never accused us of doing that. And
right,
I think, now, you don't believe in spiritual stuff, but I had a lot of folks around the country, because I called in all my Quaker chips, and there were folks, you know, they were burning candles and doing rain dances and saying rosaries and all that stuff for me, and I think we scared him off, because he did not accuse me of helping people sit. I know he wanted to, but he didn't.
If you don't mind, Chuck, just one slight correction.
Okay.
I've never said I'm not spiritual. I said,
okay,
I'm not religious.
Okay.
And I make a differentiation, a powerful differentiation there. I think most of the world's religions are pretty misdirected, and I think most of the people who claim to speak for those religions are even more misdirected. But no, I consider myself to be a spiritual human being. I really do.
Like I say, I'm not part of organized religion. I'm a Quaker.
I hear you. Chuck, we're going to check out your website. Thanks for checking back in. And call again. We'll chat again, okay?
All right.
All right, sir. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Trouble move for me. I have paid my debt. Now won't you leave me in my misery? Trouble.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Planet Check. Massachusetts governor does double reversal on Park Service.
Governor Romney took approximately $45,000 out of State Park and Conservation Fund to stage a pre-Super Bowl send-off rally for the New England Patriots.
That's Kyla Bennett from New England's PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
This money is supposed to be used to keep our state parks in good shape.
The head of the Department of Conservation and Recreation told him she did not want the money to be used for the Patriots.
And she was was then fired. Then the second in charge was also forced to resign.
The Funds for Nature are now on the sidelines.
This is absolutely outrageous. It seems as if we'll never know what kind of money will be allowed to be spent on our parks and on the environment. It's all going to depend on how well our sports teams are doing.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Piramind.com.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan. That's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at WillDurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell research? What about Medicare? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to WillDurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
Him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-one past the hour. We're at 866-303-2270 if you'd like to join in here. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Good to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you. Actually, it's good to hear you.
Well, I've been sick for the past week.
Sorry to hear that.
I've been sounding like Janine Garofalo lately.
Okay.
I called to update you on our plans for marking the second anniversary of the invasion of Iraq here in Michigan.
Okay, what's the plan?
Well, we're planning on a noon rally at the Capitol building on March 19th at the state capitol. We're trying to get State Representative Michael Murphy from the Lansing area to speak. He hasn't confirmed yet. And I'm going to be contacting Operation Truth to see if they have any Michigan veterans to come speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoon, they're going to have a rally at Michigan State University. And Michigan Peace Team is going to show the film about Baghdad. And he's the producer, director, Adam Shapiro,
mm-hmm.
is going to be there to speak. And in between the two rallies, we're going to have a car caravan with signs mounted on the roofs of the cars. There's going to be a critical mass bicycle ride. And I guess people are going to be walking with either drums or plastic buckets, depending on the weather. The weather is pretty bad on drums.
Yeah, that's true. Now, when is this? And it's in Lansing, Michigan?
Yes, it's in Lansing, Michigan, March 19th.
March 19th. What day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday.
Okay. And how are you getting the word out to your to people in the state of Michigan or Ohio or wherever they want to come from? How are you getting the word out?
Well, you're helping us.
What about a website? Have you got a website?
Yeah, we've got www.peaceforiraq.org.
Peaceforiraq.org. .org. Okay. And four is spelled out F-O-R?
Right.
Peaceforiraq.org.
The information isn't up there yet because we haven't finalized the plans yet, but it'll be up there soon.
Okay. All right. And this is for March 19th?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a Saturday. What time does it start? The activities start?
Drummers are going to start gathering at Lansing Community College, which is two blocks north of the Capitol building, at 11 o'clock in the morning. And if the weather's bad, they're going to have a drum session in the gymnasium at Lansing Community College.
Okay, great. All right, we'll stay in touch as this date approaches. Call in, and especially once you get the website up and running, so people can go there and get the information they might need, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay in touch, Will. I appreciate you checking in tonight. Bruce is calling from California. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Buenas noches, Miguel.
Back at you.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Listen, first I wanted to just express my condolences about your sister.
Thank you.
On the website, and it's got to be tough. My main reason for calling was to make a comment about Jeff Gannon. Basically, I see the liberals and the left as making a big mistake by playing on the homosexual, gay, prostitute angle. I really think that we ought to turn it back around onto the right as a security issue. And I really think that that's their issue. And by focusing on the insecurity, the lack of security, the holes in the security, we can get an investigation. Even the right can't resist the security issue.
Well, here's the problem as I see it with that. First of all, I don't think the homosexuality is an issue at all, except for the fact that the Bush crime family uses homosexuality, their campaign against homosexuality, as a means of getting the knuckle draggers to go to the polls and vote for them. So they turn it into an issue. Let me finish,
okay.
Please. Now, as far as a gay, forget the gay, as far as a pimp and a whore, this is important. I think it itself is the security issue. Also, these are trigger subjects to these fake Christians and these right-wing neo-Nazis. These are the kinds of issues that will drive them crazy. Now, they can somehow mitigate or justify the security issue by minimizing the effect Jeff Gannon might have had even in the Valerie Plame thing. But they cannot handle sexuality of any sort. Hold on a second, Bruce. Let me take a break here and come back to you because I want to finish this up and I know you have more to say. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today?
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Paladin kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Thank you for calling 1-800-CONTACTS.
Hey, I just heard that if I need new contact lenses, all I have to do is give you my order, and in a couple of days, my contacts will be delivered right to my door. That can't be true.
It's true.
But I thought I had to get my contacts through a doctor, you know, make an appointment and drive there.
That's what a lot of people think. Fact is, though, 1-800-CONTACTS sells the exact same contact lenses for less than you pay now.
I can't believe I didn't call 1-800-CONTACTS sooner.
Call 1-800-CONTACTS. We deliver. You save.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
The Al Franken Show.
Ed Gillespie in this thing says that it wasn't that long ago the Republican Party was getting 90% of the black vote. And my research team has been looking into the last time Republicans were receiving 90% of the vote. And so far, we can't find, we know it was definitely before 1932. But, you know, if you look at how long man has been on the planet.
Oh, wow.
If you look at that graph, it isn't that long ago.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
I'd like to know who leaked. If anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
Wasn't it Jeff Gannon, George? Huh? 26 before the hour, we're talking with Bruce in California, who... now, Bruce, you were suggesting that on the Gannon affair, not to focus on his sexual orientation or the fact that he's a whore or a pimp.
Right.
And I disagree, because... In the first place, the issue here to me is hypocrisy. I don't care if this guy, I don't care what he does in his private life. If he's a reporter and a legitimate reporter and reports objectively, you know, I frankly don't care what his private life is. But the hypocrisy involved here, when Bill Clinton's girlfriend would come to the office and offer him some relief, let's put it that way, the right wing went nuts to the point that they set a perjury trap, caught him, and then impeached him. So it's, to me, it's the sex issue is the one that should be hammered again and again and again. Now, as far as security, the right wingers in this country believe that the country is secure. They think Jesus or God or somebody will protect them in the form of this psychopath Chertoff and all these creeps who are operating just below the radar. So you can't convince them on the security issue. You can't disturb them or upset them, but you can drive them nuts with the sex thing.
All right. Now, here's the thing: is that it seems to me the main right-wing talking point. I got Ann Coulter's article up here on the screen. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. Just
No, I don't want to hear anything she has to say.
All right. Well, basically,
she's an evil bitch, and I don't want any of her language on this program.
Okay, but all I'm trying to make a point is that she's focusing on that the Democrats are saying, you know, how do the Democrats want me to feel about gay people now? You know, basically she's turning this into an issue where we on the left are somehow being hypocritical because we're criticizing him because he's gay, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, I don't think you or I or anybody should let Ann Coulter define the issue. Screw Ann Coulter. You know, Ann Coulter to me is a waste of human protoplasm. She's writing to her audience. Anybody with a lick of sense pays no attention to Ann Coulter. She's writing to the right wingers. So I frankly don't care what she writes. I hope she writes as much poison as she possibly can. I want the right wing to choke on its own bile. I want them to gag on their own poison. So I say, go, Ann, go. Write whatever you want to. You know, I couldn't care less. I do believe, though, that when this issue is brought up, I know this is how I have done it and will continue to do it, with all due respect, Bruce, the hypocrisy, that's the issue to me. The hypocrisy and the fact that these people allowed a name to be dropped and fed to the press that resulted in, we'll never know, how many people being murdered in different places around the planet who were contacts for Valerie Plame. So that's the issue that I'm going to hit, and I'll hit it as hard as I can.
Sure, but the only flip side of that is that whether we like it or not, the Republicans control the government. And in order to get an investigation, it has to get through the right wing.
What investigation? The Valerie Plame affair or on the Jeff Gannon affair?
On Gannon.
There will
on
never
Gannon.
Be... No. Wait.
Issue, they might.
All right, let's stipulate something here. There will never, ever be an investigation of Jeff Gannon.
Probably
never.
Right.
Never.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks, pal.
I love your work, Mike.
I really appreciate you checking in. You take care. Several things. There will never be that will never be investigated ever, and certainly way down that list is Jeff Gannon. I mean, who's going to investigate it? The only people investigating it, David Brock at Media Matters is investigating it. A couple of the bloggers are investigating it. There are some people, but they're not so-called mainstream media. The networks will never touch it because they live in terror of Karl Rove, and they are complicit in the destruction of this country. Don't forget who owns these over-the-air networks. As far as the cable networks are concerned, they are going to focus for the foreseeable future on Michael Jackson. That's their story, where it concerns, you know, this kind of weirdness. It's not Jeff Gannon, a two-bit pimp who worked his way into the White House press corps. And again, you got to wonder how he did that, right? You got to wonder. And like Bruce says, sure, that's the story. Sure, there should be an who's going to investigate? Huh? Who's going to investigate? Nobody. Who's going to investigate what really happened in this country on September 11th, 2001? Nobody. Who's going to investigate? Who's going to investigate the lies that were fed to the CIA or the CIA fed or this? Who's going to investigate the Project for New American Century that's taking us into war after war? Who's going to investigate the theft and fraud committed by Halliburton? Who's going to investigate Bucky Bush, George W. Bush's uncle, who's making a fortune as a war profiteer? Who's going to investigate this stuff? Let me tell you who. Nobody. Ever. It's not going to happen. This murder and fraud and lies and deceit and cheating and stealing and prostitution of Christianity and destruction of values in this country will continue as long as the Republican Party sucks oxygen. Because they are evil bastards who are bent on destroying the United States as we know it. They want totalitarianism, religious fascism. There will never be investigations. Why not an investigation of the airplane that never hit the Pentagon on 9/11? How about an investigation of why the World Trade Center towers both fell perfectly symmetrically as though they were part of a demolition effort? Why will there never be an investigation of the slaughter of civilians in Fallujah? And on and on and on. Investigating Jeff Gannon? Never. Charlie is calling from Providence, Rhode Island. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Charlie. How are you?
Oh, great. In fact, there was an article published today by Bob Kerr, which was it's kind of like an editorial. He's sort of a columnist.
Yeah.
And I thought this has got to be your type of humor. And I read the column, and then I turned on the local talk radio, and listening to the comments was just amazing. So I'd like to, if you don't mind, read a couple of sentences from this particular thing. I'm not going to read
it. Yeah, go ahead. Okay? Go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
We watch and we hope for the best. It's like those times when a dear old aunt, who is not quite as sharp as a tack as she used to be, wanders down from her third floor digs and into the party on the patio. You can only hope she doesn't embarrass herself, that your guests discover a charming eccentricity and not a discomforting confusion. You can only hope there isn't a scene. Watching George W. Bush wander away from the low-watt comfort of his homeland and into the sophisticated power circles of Europe is a hold-your-breath experience for any American who has retained a capacity for embarrassment. Would he forget the script and say something incredibly inept? The relief is hosts snickering into their well-tailored sleeves. Will he try to do that folksy, aw, shucks shtick and end up looking just like another American who wonders out loud what euros are in real money? Will we again notice the small, bulky object pushing at the back of his suit and wonder if the answers to the really tough questions are coming from someone else? And while forced pleasantries spill from the mouths of the powerful, we are left to project little cartoon voice circles onto the TV screens and fill in the unspoken words of the presidents of France and the German chancellor. Did he just say what I think he said? Is this really the leader of the free world I'm sitting next to? What adds to our discomfort is, of course, the knowledge that these are the very people who saw the mad folly of the war in Iraq but were ignored, and we know there must be some small part of them aching to say, "We told you so."
Yeah, that's good. Bob Kerr, didn't he used to be a CBS news correspondent? Is it spelled K-U-R?
K K-E-R-R.
Oh,
I don't
different.
Know if that's the same. It's not the same guy.
Different guy. Yeah, I'm thinking of a television correspondent whose name was spelled K-U-R. Well, that's cool.
He asked this question, and I just got to read this. Can't we just avoid this? Can't we just keep the president at home where his public appearances can be limited to controlled events where the audiences can be matched to his verbal skills?
Yeah.
And he goes on and on. And the local station, another station in town, people were calling up, and you know what they were saying?
What?
They were saying things like, oh, he's just an intellectual. I mean, that's the latest insult, Bob. We're intellectuals. Bush says 2 and 2 is 5. We say, no, 2 and 2 is 4. So we're intellectuals, and we're elites. And, of course, we heard, this is not as bad as Bill Clinton having sex. This is not as bad, you know, the war. And then a guy called and said, Bush is a wonderful man. He's like a father who's protecting us all.
Yeah. Charlie, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
How can you bounce back fast from tough pain? With Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. For tough pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquid Gels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. They're the only brand with real liquid inside, rushing relief right to where you need it, so you can bounce back from pain fast. See for yourself with Advil Liquid Gels.
Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Planet Check. Massachusetts governor does double reversal on park service.
Governor Romney took approximately $45,000 out of state park and conservation fund to stage a pre-Super Bowl send-off rally for the New England Patriots.
That's Kyla Bennett from New England's PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
This money is supposed to be used to keep our state parks in good shape.
The head of the Department of Conservation and Recreation told him she did not want the money to be used for the Patriots.
And she was then fired. Then the second in charge was also forced to resign.
The funds for nature are now on the sidelines.
This is absolutely outrageous. It seems as if we'll never know what kind of money will be allowed to be spent on our parks and on the environment. It's all going to depend on how well our sports teams are doing.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
We've all been there at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to GetGreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's GetGreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. It's about 10 before the hour. Joe is calling from New York. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Mike, I've been real active on the Soldiers for the Truth Forum.
Uh-huh.
And what happened is that's from David Hackworth. Now, I'm not actually a veteran, but it's really something to read what these guys do. So I went over to another forum, a real conservative forum called Crone Watch. And on Crone Watch, what I did is I posted stuff about the new that in the new budget plan that W has put in that the way the budget is that people have a right to be born, but they don't have a right to live. Okay?
Right, right.
Because they've cut up, because his budget proposal is to cut off health care for moms and Medicaid and housing expenses. Okay. And then I followed that up by putting in about Social Security generally, that I think feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, healing the sick, housing the destitute, relieving the poverty of aged, disabled, widowed, and orphaned should be the duty of the national government. Okay?
Right.
Not charity. And how'd they react? That's what I'm calling you about. Here's what they said when somebody said the national government should feed the hungry and clothe the naked. No one has the right to employ the police power of government to rob me of my hard-earned money to support someone else. No one. Mm. That's from a rich lady with a lot of inherited money.
Right. Who probably never worked a lick in her life.
Not that I know.
Right.
This country was founded on the primacy of property rights. Taxing my income, my wealth, my land to give it to the undeserving poor violates the Constitution.
Ah, these people may be sick. The primacy of ownership of land. Does this fool not understand where we got this land? You know, first we stole it from the red man, then we had the black man turn it into profit for us so that the white man could sit back on his ass and enjoy it all.
Oh, you'd be surprised how people react on these conservative sites when you put up how many people Pizarro killed.
Oh, I know, I know. They're just useless, Joe. I wish there was some sort of a magic incantation I could chant that would turn every conservative into into frogs, I guess. I don't know.
I'll tell you the other the thing that gets me and how I ended up being on this site. I mean, I'm unemployed right now. The benefits of W's tax cuts haven't come down to me yet.
How long are you going to wait?
I don't know quite. I mean, what gets me is they put up on that site, and I see it all over the Internet on the conservative site saying, hey, the part of the reason people died at the World Trade Center was because of the failings of Clinton's intelligence. Now, 2 months into Clinton becoming president, there was the bombing at the World Trade Center in 93. Yeah. All those guys got prosecuted. They all went to jail.
That's right. They were caught, prosecuted, jailed. I don't know. I don't know what to say,
Joe. 9 months in, the World Trade Center falls, and they tell me it's Clinton's intelligence. That gets me riled, and I go in and put on the site that the blood of 3,000 souls is upon W and upon all these super far right wing conservatives, and they get angry when they read that. I mean. To be treated and as cruel as that statement is, that's nowhere near as bad as the stuff that they said about Clinton and Hillary.
That's very true.
Oh, and I've got one thing to ask you about Gannon.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm a guy in my 40s, and I'll tell you that I've occasionally I've had sex where it hasn't come for free.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a prostitute who wasn't also a thief?
Yeah.
I haven't. I mean...
Wait, are you asking me if I've ever heard of a prostitute that also wasn't a thief?
Yeah.
I know one here in Atlanta who wrote a book.
I mean, to my knowledge, nearly any and every prostitute, if they're at someone's home and they happen to see any loose jewelry around...
No, come on now. Come on, Joe. I've been with you clear up to that part, but, I don't agree with that at all.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
You don't think that if he opened up a guy's medicine cabinet and he saw a whole bunch of OxyContin pills, he wouldn't pocket them to sell them?
Who, Jeff?
Yeah.
Well, that piece of human waste, yeah, but
I'm talking about that, Jeff.
I thought you said all hookers were thieves, and they're not.
Well, okay. Well,
you know, I, honest to God, you know, some hookers live a very honorable life. It's just what they do. It's dangerous. It's risky. But they live an honorable life. They're providing a service that people want and pay for, just like if you want a pastrami sandwich, what are you going to do? You go get one and pay for it.
I don't know. I just pictured Gucky the gay boy would lift just about anything. I mean, but
well, you know, again, the fact that he's gay or not gay is kind of incidental. He's a sneak and a liar and a hypocrite, and probably would just as soon drop the cyanide pellets into the hydrochloric acid on a gay person as he would on a straight person. And to me, that's the guy is so sick. Joe, I got
to
leave it there. Thanks, pal.
Thanks,
I appreciate you checking in.
I really appreciate getting on the air. Have a good evening.
Well, you're a good caller. Thanks, Joe. When we come back, there's some woman named Lynn from Washington, a conservative, who wants to challenge me. All right, sweetie, hold on. I'll be back. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A new bipartisan report from the National Conference of State Legislators indicts the No Child Left Behind education program of the Bush administration as an unfunded mandate that's failing educators and kids nationwide. National Education Association spokesman Daniel Kaufman says this report by lawmakers from blue and red states should trigger education alarms at the federal level about this program.
All in all, the report was a sweeping indictment of the problems with the law and the need to fix them soon, and should be a wake-up call for the Bush administration and Congress that this is not a partisan issue. This is an issue about how to make this law work at the local level.
Kaufman and the NEA have a clear message for the Bush administration about No Child Left Behind.
You can't give us only 8% of the funding that's needed, but require 100% accountability.
Get more news and support Labor Radio at laborradio.org.
Parts, Now AutoZone has over 750,000 parts, new and performance parts, collision parts, and now salvage parts. So you don't need to call your car dealer, search through special order catalogs, or go to salvage yards. AutoZone, the only stop you need for the quality parts you're looking for.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you're looking for a great deal, look no further than the CX 4600 All-in-One from Epson. No one else gives you so many great features at such a brilliant price, like individual cartridges of DuraBright ink for water, smudge, and fade-resistant photos, and built-in card slots to print directly from memory cards. You can also restore your old photos to their original beauty, all for around $99 after a $30 mail-in rebate. Buy now and also get a $20 reward card back by mail. For more brilliant deals, visit Epson.com/promotions.
Air America Radio News. I'm Spencer Rain. New questions about peace in the Middle East. A cell of the militant group Islamic Jihad is taking responsibility for a suicide bombing Friday night at a nightclub in Tel Aviv, which killed at least four and left 50 others injured. The Palestinian Authority has condemned the bombing, the first in Israel since November, and coming just days after the introduction of an apparent ceasefire. Catholics are breathing a slight sigh of relief as the Pope recovers from emergency throat surgery. Well, Vatican officials say the 84-year-old pontiff is breathing on his own, eating, even writing. Dr. Susan Rehm of the Cleveland Clinic says the Pope's recovery will likely be slow.
Patients with chronic illnesses and those who are elderly or both tend to recover from major illnesses more slowly. And what that may mean is that their chronic illnesses may actually be a little bit worse during the time of their recovery.
Doctors have told the Holy Father to rest his voice for the next few days so he can heal from the surgery. The Pope's breathing difficulties have been complicated by his battle with Parkinson's and have triggered prayers and well wishes worldwide. A Florida judge tacks on three more weeks to the life and death debate over a severely brain-damaged woman. To the chagrin of Terry Schiavo's family, a judge says a feeding tube can be removed but says the decision doesn't take hold until March 18th. With a window to challenge the decision in appeals court, the woman's father, Bob Schindler, says there's still hope.
We're happy that we have at least 3 weeks before they'll kill Terry. We're unhappy that we don't have much time.
Schindler's attorney says they will challenge the decision on several fronts, including a possible argument to the U.S. Supreme Court that Terry's religious rights are being violated. Schiavo collapsed from a chemical imbalance 15 years ago. It could be years before Iraq's insurgency is under control. That from Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Richard Myers. He told the Los Angeles World Affairs Council Friday that on average, insurgencies around the world in the past century have lasted from 7 to 12 years. This as the U.S. death toll in the region inches closer to 1,500. This weekend marks 12 years since the first attack on the World Trade Center. Michael Macko's father, Bill, was one of the six killed on that fateful day.
12 years later, it gets easier. A day doesn't go by that I don't think of my dad.
A temporary memorial will be unveiled Saturday during a ceremony to remember those who died in the World Trade Center in 1993. It will contain a piece of the original bombing memorial that was destroyed when the Twin Towers collapsed on 9/11. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley Saturday for the best of Morning Sedition. We've got a preview of the Oscars. Calm down. It's a politically oriented Oscar preview, devoid of fun, just like we liberals like it. Plus, performance-enhancing drugs. Sweet, sweet Starbucks. And big news from Planet Bush, all on Saturday's Best of Morning Sedition.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron on Air America Radio.
Welcome back, 6 and a half past the hour. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. An email from an American expatriate living in Australia regarding the how did Gannon get into the White House and how it's being treated by the mainstream or right-wing media when it's being treated at all by mainstream media. But Jennifer writes, did you check out the recent news broadcast, at least Jim Lehrer? They're whitewashing it by saying they inherited the security procedure from Clinton. Well, of course. Right. Oh, my God. They inherited the security procedure where it concerns White House press credentials from Clinton. This is the same gang of slugs and cockroaches who, when they took over this country illegally after the swearing-in in January of 2001, the first thing they did was purge everything that had anything to do with Clinton, including 8 years of valuable intelligence. Yeah, it's Clinton's fault. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I don't know if I have or not, but... All right. Conservative wants to... Oh, Jesus. All right. Lynn is calling from Washington. Lynn, welcome to the program.
I hate to bust your bubble, and I'm not...
No, you're either you're Ann Coulter or man.
No. I'm a guy.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
All right, my bad. You know, I see a name, Lynn. I just automatically... My bad. Yeah. Sexist move on my part. All right, what you got on? Your mind?
No, you made a comment during the first hour. I was curious about Bush wanting to kill the Jews. I would just... The reason why I'm curious...
Okay, all right, let me answer. Yeah. Hold on. Does Bush claim to be a fundamentalist Christian?
I think there's more claims that people claiming that he's a fundamentalist
That's why.
Well, he uses it. He uses it to the extent that either he has convinced the fundamentalist Christians that he is one,
yeah,
or he really is one. Now, he also, I think, has made it very clear, unless I'm just reading into, that he believes, first of all, that God talks to him. He told, who was it that he told, a government official, I believe a Palestinian or maybe it was an Israeli, that God told him to invade Afghanistan and God told him to invade Iraq. This is a sick man. Above everything else, he's sick. He's psychotic. But everyone knows, I think, that he subscribes to Armageddonist theory. He believes he's on a mission from God, and so on and so on and so on. Now, extrapolating from that, then it's very clear in the Bible, in the Christian Bible, not the Jewish part of it, but that the Jews are not going to go to heaven. As a matter of fact, when the pile of corpses is high enough and Jesus, in these sick, fake Christians' theology, when Jesus comes down walking on the mountain of corpses and comes down to earth, the Jews have one chance to convert to Christianity. If they do not, they will be put to the sword, which means they will be killed. So yes, Bush believes in the ultimate destruction of the Jews.
Okay. I don't know if that's his view. Yes, but that's not an evangelical view.
Isn't.
You cannot
have it both ways.
No.
Either the evangelicals, mm-hmm, and I'm talking about the right wing Christo Nazis, as personified by James Dobson, Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, all these radio preachers and television televangelists, the Christo Nazis, every single one of them will tell you that the Jew is condemned, the Muslim is condemned, simply because they have not accepted Christ. Remember, it says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Right. Okay. Now,
all right.
Okay, but what, and I don't know if you've heard of dispensational truth.
Truth is truth. The fake Christians have cooked up? Truth is truth.
No. It's a it's conservative Christianity. It's basically kind of the Christianity that came out of Dallas last 50, 60.
In other words, it's perverted Christianity.
No, it's not. No,
is it in the Bible?
Yeah.
Dispensational, and it comes out of Dallas. Anything comes out of Dallas regarding Christianity is perverse. Anything that comes out of wherever Christ taught, mm-hmm, when he was a teacher, that would be authentic. Are you telling me that there's a secret branch of Christianity in Dallas?
No. That's one of the basic. Theological seminaries.
Okay, now we're getting way far afield here. Dispensational truth.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That is looking at the Bible from a looking at it from different aspects.
No. That can't be. The Christian fundamentalists will tell you that the Bible is inerrant. There's not a single word in the Bible that is not God-inspired. What are you saying, Lynn, that there's a branch of Christianity that says God is a liar?
No. I'm saying that throughout history you will see that God administers his word through different agencies.
What?
Yeah.
You make it sound like God is a bureaucracy. What do you mean through different agencies?
Okay, in the Old Testament you had the nation of Israel. Was the caretaker of God's word, and they were supposed to.
Wait. What does any of this have to do with Bush and the Jews?
Okay, because you're saying that Bush wants, if he's an evangelical, that he wants
A fundamentalist evangelical Christian, okay. He subscribes to the belief that the Jews are dead meat unless they convert to Christianity. Every human being on the planet is dead meat, condemned to eternal hell, yep, unless they convert to Christianity. Is that not true?
That is correct.
Okay, so okay, the Jews that don't convert to Christianity, according to Revelation, will be put to death.
No.
All right. Lynn, I'm running out of patience with you, pal. All you're right. Making stuff up as you go along, and I hate that. Either you believe what the fundamentalists have been spouting since, I don't know, the past 50 or 60 years, or you don't believe it. If you do believe it, then the Jews are condemned. So are the Muslims. So are the Buddhists. So are the Hindus. As a matter of fact, the Catholics are condemned. The only person that get to see Jesus are Protestants. Who wash themselves in the blood of the Lamb.
No.
No, okay. All right, Lynn, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in, pal. But no cheroot. That was a miserable phone call. Oh, God. A branch of Christianity that comes out of Dallas. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. God, I hate doing church, especially with somebody who... Just doesn't understand what these people have been putting out, whether it's Dallas or Colorado Springs or Lynchburg, Virginia, or Tidewater, Virginia, wherever these freaks, these killers of Christ, these defilers of Christianity, wherever they nest, they've been saying, for how long? The Bible's inerrant, and the Christian Bible will tell you the Jews are condemned. My God, what's it been? Just 25 years? Has it been that long since the Catholics decided that the Jews are not responsible for the murder of the Son of God? Come on. Please don't call this program with that crap. Honest to God, please don't. I can't stand it. I can't stand to get in those kinds of conversations. Oh, so to continue, here's Barbara. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Well, I had a feeling I would be up next after that one.
Right.
See, the resident Jew. Bring on the Jews. Well, the Jews have been a problem. I mean, they've called us the Jewish problem.
I know. Hold on a sec. Hold on. Barbara, hold on. I got to do a break. Just stay right there, okay? You won't go away, right?
Yeah.
All right, stay there. We'll come back right after this break. This is Air America. This is the Church of Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident. And remember, Polydent cleans where brushing can miss.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper, because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I wanted to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online, and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try-it-before-you-buy-it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you, too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now, 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site, 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now, 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Well, we're trying to keep it a flying monkey free zone. 21 past the hour. Somebody sent me an email with a link to Dispensational Truth. I'll check it out over the weekend. I never heard of such nonsense in my life. Never mind. I just don't want to get into it. Back to Barbara in Arizona. Hey, Barbara. Thanks for holding on.
Hi.
Now, where were we? You were talking about Since you're Jewish, you're going to hell or something?
Well, no, I'm not personally, but I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm not. but they believe that I should, or, you know.
They being who? The Christians?
Yeah, I used to watch the Van Eppies, which is the show on Christian television in a morose sort of fascination, where they would lay out the plan of what it said in Daniel and, you know, all the books
right.
they would bring up and how the ten-horned monster symbolizes the 10 European countries getting together to come to down on Israel, and they're going, hallelujah. And I'm going, what? Hallelujah? You know, this means Jesus is coming back, and the Russians are going to come down. Now, the Russian Orthodox Church has a long belief from a long time when they were pogroming Jews out of Russia,
mm-hmm.
and the development, I'll try to make this quick, when the when the British and the French took over the Middle East from the Ottoman Empire, they looked at Israel or Transjordan as the answer to the Jewish problem, and that they would send all the Jews of Europe, England, everywhere that they had been persecuted forever, back there. And after they discovered oil, their plans got screwed up. And then the two world wars. And they were still trying to give this promise that they had this, because they were going to leave it to the Jews that were living there. And they, in fact, the Arab countries let the Jews leave their countries and asked the Palestinians, well, they weren't called Palestinians, the Arabs in Israel, to come back in the trade, which they did. And then they complained that we had taken their houses, but they left. And this is there's a good site, without my getting into it, called Mossad 2000, very interesting site. Just the truth. And with Putin, the scariest thing is that they're like going, okay, and the Orientals, it's also in Revelations about China coming in and, you know, helping. And it's like, it's so scary because they're meeting with Putin, who was very anti-Semitic as a communist, overtly and openly, when he was part of the Communist Party in Russia. And now they're like having a Putin party up there, and the Israelis are getting bombed on the beach. You know, it's a little mind-boggling.
Well, you know, that's one, Barbara, I understand the mind-boggling part for sure. Thanks for checking in. I do appreciate it. I hope you have a good weekend. The genesis, no pun intended, of the troubles in the Middle East between the Israelis and the Palestinians, let's call the two sides that, the Israelis and the Palestinians, is a topic that that I try to stay away from. I have read as much as I can on the Middle East. I try to stay away from it on this radio program. I have read books by Jews and by Arabs. I have read pro-Arab positions written by Jews, pro-Israeli positions written by Arabs, and vice versa, you know, back and forth, every single possible configuration. Everybody from Meir Kahana to Noam Chomsky. I have friends here in Atlanta who are, on the one hand, I have Palestinian friends who spent most of their lives in Lebanon after being driven from their homeland. I have Jewish friends here who have relatives who are blown to pieces by suicide bombers. So, I have listened. I have tried to educate myself on this issue. And as a result of being educated by reading, by having input from Israeli Jews, Israeli Arabs, Arabic Jews, Arabic Muslims, Christian Arabs, from every conceivable angle, even the biblical angle of the Muslims and the Jews being even closer than cousins. And the bottom line for me, I deplore the killing on both sides. The history of what has happened leading up to the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948 is a history that maybe 1/10 of 1/100 of 1% of Americans really understand, because they just never took the time to read about the idea of Zionism being put together in the 19th century. And I've come to this conclusion. I do not discuss the issue on this program. In private conversation, in public fora, I will be happy to stand up and discuss the issue. But not on a radio program, because the time is limited and you just can't get to it. My heart bleeds for both sides in this issue. I wish there were a solution. The bottom line, there is not a solution.
Doing your own taxes.
Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized, the overworked, the worrywarts, even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate, thanks to special tools like our Deduction Finder and Error Check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
For the best in truth-telling, independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. In the March issue, see how progressives can win the debate on moral values. Read about Walmart-sized megachurches that are sprouting up in the suburbs. Plus, learn about the conservation program that saves endangered species by allowing hunters to shoot them. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting, investigative reporting at ReadMojo.com.
Hi, I'm David Oreck. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Oreck XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Unfiltered.
Monday on Unfiltered. Chunk full of peaches and chucks full of peaches. We cruise back from Hotlanta. Good God. What else has Sky Miles? Good God. What fanatically flies from the bookshelves? Good God. Who does Bush let into his secret chamber? Good God. Dr. Tim LaHaye, rapture author, gives us his blessing. Good God. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April.
On Air America Radio.
Radio with Mike Malloy on.
Six before the hour. Did that sound as mushy to y'all as it did to me? Maybe we have a technical problem here. All right. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz, California. Hey, Joy.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Well, I really am appreciating that, weirdly enough, the show is tilting towards the origins of this Christian right crap.
Right.
Can I say that?
Sure, of course. Okay. I'd say it every night.
Okay. All right. I want to point out something to all of the followers of George, the Christian fundamentalists. I'm not going to call them a name at this point because I want to reach out to them.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
Well, I'll try.
All right.
The whole concept of the rapture was dreamed up by a couple of people in 1830, John Nelson Darby, and the other person was Cyrus Scofield.
Right.
They wrote a new Bible called the Scofield Reference Bible.
Now, I've heard that pronounced Scofield. I don't know which is right, no. But are they the two that came up with the whole Armageddonist crap?
I think so. It's S-C-O-F-I-E-L-D-S without the S. In some things and other things, I've read Scofield.
Well, you say tomato, I say tomato. Anyway.
Well, it's spelled two different ways. So
there you go.
But there is a Scofield Reference Bible that was published by the Oxford University Press in 1909.
Right.
It was completely bogus. They took a couple of obscure references in the Rantings of Revelations, which is probably a drug-induced state, if I can say that. And then they dreamed up this whole bizarre thing about people disappearing without their clothes and rising up into heaven.
Right.
And it's a complete and utter bogus story. And there's a book out called Rapture Fever.
Uh-huh.
I just discovered this on the net tonight. And it says, "Have you caught Rapture Fever?" And it's written by a Christian. But they're talking about how this is a bogus thing. It was completely and utterly ridiculous. And that they believe that Bible-believing Christians, that Jesus is coming to rapture his church to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is if your physician told you that you will probably have only a year to live, would you apply to graduate school?
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, it's really kind of funny, and it's funny and tragic, but at the same time, it's also really bad because it's pulling us into a pit of morass that we shouldn't be in.
That's right.
These people are believing in a myth, and not even a myth, a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, yeah,
the rapture's a lie.
The drunken ravings of a couple of obviously mentally disturbed itinerant preachers. And yeah, no, I agree with you. This is insanity. This is just total insanity. They have taken the message of the carpenter from Judea and turned it into something that is bloody and gruesome and hate-filled and discriminatory and separatist and vicious and mean and hateful and ugly and filled with death. It's just astonishing. And that's why.
And Mike.
Yeah.
It's the basis of the reason for the reason that Nazism came up in Hitler's Germany.
Yeah, oh sure.
It's the same basis. They drew this crap from the same lie.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's
the same people. They're doing the same thing again.
I know.
And they're doing it with our country.
That's right. That's right. It's pretty grim. It's pretty grim. Joy, thanks for checking.
Wait.
One thing.
Can I do a shout out to the friends on our chat?
Sure.
Okay. All these people are listening to you.
Yeah.
So I shout out to Jeff. I shout out to Icos, and I shout out to the MRARC channel on the internet. And we all love you, and we're all listening to you.
Well, thanks, Joy. I appreciate you checking in.
I love you.
All right. You take care.
All right. Bye bye.
I get myself entangled in this Christian mythology thing from so many different angles. I really do. I was brought up in a fairly not brought up completely, but my grandmother was fairly fundamentalist Christian, and which is a Protestant Christian, which is really amazing because as I've said on this program before, she was Italian. But they felt, my grandmother and grandfather felt, this incredible need to assimilate. In the early part of the 20th century, because there was such a bigotry and prejudice against Italians, you know, Sacco and Vanzetti and all that stuff, you know, it was really kind of grim. And they lived in a town that was filled with white people, and my grandparents were dark skinned, and it was kind of weird. They were, you know, Italian. So, I guess that was a motivation to switch from Catholicism to Protestantism. But my grandmother was had a fundamentalist belief that was centered on the preaching of Billy Graham back in the 40s and 50s and even into the, well, my grandmother died in the late 50s, but in the 40s and 50s. And it was that kind of fundamentalism that my grandmother practiced in her life. She was very charitable. She would visit sick and the dying and the ill and so on and so forth. And you know, take them soup and prayers, you know, which that was fine. Now, I loved her as a little kid. I didn't pay too much attention to her fundamentalism, but I can remember those summer nights, Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, going to the Baptist church that my grandparents went to. And I spent a lot of time with them in the summers, and I can remember all that fundamentalist blood of the lamb stuff. And it was really scary to a kid 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And it was kind of freaky. But what it did, it wanted me as I got, led me as I got older to start, you know, take a course here and there in comparative religion, do some studying of Christian theology, how it metamorphosed over the years, how it changed what the original church allegedly was like, what Paul did, what Constantine did, how everything was changed. And then into the 20th century, the 19th and 20th centuries. So anyway, and how Christianity was further perverted by these people up to the present time. Now, I don't sit here and say that all Christians, the followers of Christ, are terrible people. But I make that distinction between followers of Christ and these fundamentalist Christians, which to me are people who just relish death. They live in a death culture. That's all they care about is death. Except I notice their own. You know, they've got all these rituals of what's going to happen after they die. And if you don't accept what they believe, well, then your ass is going to hell forever, all eternity. Not you're not just going to be punished. You're going to be tortured for all eternity. Forever. You know what eternity? Infinity. Right? Because you didn't what? Because you didn't go down to the front of the church and say, "Ah, accept Christ." So you're condemned. And billions of people who have lived on the planet who did not accept Christianity are condemned. Again, the best place to read about this stuff, if you really want to read some funny takes on Christianity, is go back to Mark Twain. He really attacked the Protestant church in this country, and rightfully so, the hypocrisy of it all. But his writings on letters to the earth, letters from the earth, Methuselah's diary, Eve's diary, Adam's diary, so much of the anti-religious satire that Mark Twain wrote right around the turn of the 19th century is worth a read, I'm telling you. And I think a lot of that stuff is contained in the book The Damned Human Race. But if you want to read a genius, comedic, acerbic attack on the craziness that exists in the Christian church, or the Protestant church, read Mark Twain. I'm telling you, I don't care what your belief is. If you're a Christian, it will have a powerful impact on how you believe what you believe. But I hate to get into discussion. The only reason that I do is because the Bush crime family has painted itself publicly as being fundamentalist Christian, and I don't think they are. I think they use that. Now, I don't know. Maybe Bush honestly believes that he talks with God. Maybe he believes that he's Jesus' little brother, or that he's got to hurry up the destruction of the planet. So when the death and the blood and the gore is thick enough, then this Prince of Peace is going to come back and wade through thigh-deep human guts and blood and eyes and corpses and look around and say, "Oh, this is great! Hey, I'm back!" Nah. So, you know, when I go off on this, if you believe in the teachings of Christ or Moses or the Buddha or Abraham or I don't care, you know, it's none of my business. But when it becomes government policy and when I see people being jerked around, whether they're women or gays or Muslims or Jews or any group being jerked and cracked on and threatened and thugged by these so-called Christians, I get angry. That's all. I just get angry. Don't you? All right, enough said. I just don't want to get into that topic. I really said after he talks about it for 8 minutes. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to Zavix.com for details. And now get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
I would never use God to promote foreign policy decisions.
Yeah, okay. It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks tonight to Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, who engineered the program in New York. Linda Blake, our associate producer up there, answered the calls. And if you want to send Randy Rhodes a get-well message, therandyrhodesshow.com. And I understand there are updates there about how she's doing as she recovers. Thanks again to Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, who handles WhiteRoseSociety.org. Check it out. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and our most exemplary bureau chief, Jim, in Arkansas. Also, a shout-out to the moderators at MikeMalloy.com, who handle the message board there. You folks know who you are. Thanks for keeping it going. Okay, I think we should talk to some of the folks who have been holding on since forever. Kip is calling from Michigan. Kip, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, no problem. You just said that on God there and with that Bush thing. I saw a good bumper sticker the other day. It said, Book of Revelations isn't a foreign policy. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm sort of a devout agnostic here, so I'll help you change the topic if I can.
Thank you.
I saw on CNN.com today President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela made a nice announcement today. He said, I'm a socialist.
And you know, the last time a Latin American leader said that, I think it was Salvador Allende, and we had him killed.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
And then he went on to say that the greatest destabilizing force in the world right now is George W. Bush.
Well, it certainly gets my vote. The Bush crime family has been trying to overthrow most of northern South America in order to get their hands on the oil that is in Ecuador and Venezuela and Colombia. So, and they've been trying to murder Chavez now for what, 2 years?
At least 2 years. I think it's, you know, there was the coup in 2002, from what I remember, and that seems that
the attempt. Yeah.
You know, and you know, it just makes me wonder which country is going to be next. Is it going to be Iran, or is it going to be Syria, or now Venezuela? You know?
Well, probably all of them. What the Bush crime family is trying to do right now. Now remember, we have people who were key in the Central American butchery of the 80s, who are now in positions of power in this administration. People like Elliot Abrams, people like John Negroponte, Otto Reich, and this other guy, Chertoff. These are experienced murderers. They are experienced in torture and mass murder. They also are very experienced in fomenting horrendous internal and external problems in countries that they don't like. What is being done now is to try to start a war between Colombia and Venezuela. This is what the Bush administration, the Bush crime thugs are doing now. If they can get a war going between Colombia and Venezuela, then into that madness, into that confusion, can move some of the disinformation, some of the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, some of the stuff under Rumsfeld. They can go in and do their targeted assassinations. They can get Chavez. They can get his cabinet. They can get all the leading government and religious figures, just like they did in Central America. They can all be butchered, and then there will be another puppet installed, just like Alawi is trying to get himself installed in Iraq. So the problem here in South America, and everybody in South and Central America, they know about Abrams and Negroponte and Oliver North and these murderers who came into their countries and committed mass terror, mass murder, mass torture. The only people who don't know about it is us.
Exactly.
So
I will say this if I can.
Sure.
Chavez did a good move, though. He sat down with Uribe, who is the president of Colombia.
Yeah,
and found common ground with him, and
well,
cut them off at the pass. It sounds like
both of those leaders had better work together very closely, because they are being circled by vultures that absolutely have no mercy, and those
absolutely
are the operatives in the Bush crime family who will kill them all to get
that's
the oil.
Right.
They're all dead meat. So.
It's not much longer till a draft, Mike.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks, Kip.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Do we have time? No, we're flat out of time. We really are. I'm going to leave some folks stranded tonight. Do we have time for one more call? Oh, we do? All right. Well, then we do. How about Mike in Sacramento? Mike, go ahead.
I am so happy that you got me on last, so I'll try to make it quick.
Okay.
If you're ever in California, I know you like the Moody Blues just from hearing the intros.
Yeah.
I'll get two tickets for it because they frequent California, Sacramento area a lot.
Yeah, I'd love to see them again. I haven't seen them in about 10 years.
So I got your back on that one.
Thank you.
Anyway, switching gears to the Bush crime syndicate, Governor Schwarzenegger, who's trying so hard to privatize our pension plan. You know, I'm a union member for CalPERS.
right.
And what's interesting, he's...
That's the California Retirement Fund?
Right. California, yeah. And then my wife, she belongs to CalSTRS. Now, it's interesting because he fired four of those board members who went against his privatization plan, and, you know, two Republicans and two Democrats. Well, it got the union people all up in arms, and we had an actual protest to one of his premiers because he wants to try to bring Hollywood to Sacramento.
Right.
And through Christine Kraft's show here locally.
Right.
We had about good maybe 300 or 400 members protesting his premier.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he wouldn't come through on his the elitist SUVs and limousines coming to the front.
And you know what, Mike? We're going to have to pick this conversation up when next we meet. We're flat out of time, pal.
Yeah.
I've got to leave it there. I apologize. But we'll talk again. We'll talk again, I promise. That's it for tonight. Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you Monday, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denorex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denorex.com.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost.